This is St. Louis Public Radio. A group of teenagers is learning the basics of environmental conservation this summer and passing that knowledge on to the next generation through a series of summer camps. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, the effort is aimed at helping more young people of color connect with nature.
A pile of animal scat sits in the middle of a walkway, drying out in the early morning sun. Two teens cautiously lean in for a closer look, trying to figure out which animal left it behind. There's a clue hidden in the scat, little white shards.
Bones.
Yeah,
tiny little bones.
They decide the scat was probably left by a coyote that had eaten a mouse. The teens, who are mostly from North St. Louis County, are spending their summer learning about the environment, from identifying birds to restoring Missouri wetlands. Michelle Wiegand, one of the coordinators of the Audubon Center's Flight Crew program, says conservation has historically been a very white field.
We want to help support more people of color getting into those careers because, you know, we all make better decisions when there's a more diverse pool of people at the table trying to solve problems.
For the first month, the teens get a crash course in conservation. Then they take that knowledge and work as camp counselors with about 100 elementary schoolers from the Ferguson-Florissant School District. McClure North junior Elena Abel wants to get more kids excited about what she calls the mystery of science. She says sometimes her friends and family don't really understand her passion for it.
They're like, why do you care so much? Why do you do this? Like, why do you do that? Like, you don't understand that everything has a purpose. It's here for a purpose. That alligator, here for a purpose. That bird, here for a purpose.
Kemet Ajanaku graduated from Hazelwood East in June. When he was growing up, he says he wasn't really into nature, but he feels differently now.
I can understand how nature runs at a more of a detailed perspective now. And I can appreciate some of the things that weren't I couldn't appreciate, I guess, before.
Ajanaku says the goal is to get kids to put away their phones, even for a little while, and spend some time outside. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.